After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry, and said unto his father, Bless me, even me also, O my father. And the children of Israel were fruitful, and increased abundantly, and multiplied, and waxed exceedingly mighty. And the land was filled with them. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning, that there were thunders and lightnings, and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. He spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, The land which we passed through to search it is an exceeding good land. Talk no more so exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. And from Beta and from Berothai, cities of Hadadezer, King David took exceeding much brass. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds, And God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much, and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. And Solomon left all the vessels unweighed, because they were exceeding many, neither was the weight of the brass found out. The king from off his head and found it to weigh a talent of gold, and there were precious stones in it, and it was set upon David's head. And he brought also exceeding much spoil out of the city. And he brought out the people that... And David said, Solomon, my son, is young and tender, and the house that is to be builded for the Lord must be exceeding magnifical, of fame and of glory throughout all countries. I will therefore now make preparation for it. So David prepared abundantly before his death. And in every several city he put shields and spears, and made them exceeding strong, having Judah and Benjamin on his side. And they smote all the cities round about Gerar, for the fear of the Lord came upon them. And they spoiled all the cities, for there was exceeding much spoil in them. And Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet, until his disease was exceeding great. Yet in his disease he sought not to the Lord, but to the physicians. And Hezekiah had exceeding much riches and honor, and he made himself treasuries for silver, and for gold, and for precious stones, and for spices, and for seals, and for all manner of pleasant jewels. For thou hast made him most blessed for ever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad.
There be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise.
That which is far off, and exceeding deep, who can find it out? We have heard the pride of Moab, he is exceeding proud, his loftiness, and his arrogancy, and his pride, and the haughtiness of his heart. Then said he unto me, The iniquity of the house of Israel and Judah is exceeding great, and the land is full of blood, and the city full of perverseness. For they say, The Lord hath forsaken the earth, and the Lord seeth not. Thus wast thou decked with gold and silver, and thy raiment was a fine linen and silk and broidered work. Thou didst eat fine flour and honey and oil, and thou wast exceeding beautiful, and thou didst prosper into a kingdom. Girded with girdles upon their loins, exceeding in dyed attire upon their heads, all of them princes to look to, after the manner of the Babylonians of Chaldea, the land of their nativity. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came in into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet an exceeding great army. And it shall come to pass that the fishers shall stand upon it from Engedi even unto Eneglium. They shall be a place to spread forth nets. Their fish shall be according to their kinds, as the fish of the great sea, exceeding many. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then was the king exceeding glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God.
Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron, and his nails of brass, which devoured, brake in pieces, and stamped a residue with his feet. And out of one of them came forth a little horn, which waxed exceeding great toward the south, and toward the east, and toward the pleasant land. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. And the Lord God prepared a gourd, and made it to come up over Jonah, that it might be a shadow over his head to deliver him from his grief. So Jonah was exceeding glad of the gourd. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. Rejoice, and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. The other side into the country of the Gergesenes, there met him two possessed with devils coming out of the tombs, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. And behold, they cried out, saying, They shall kill him, and the third day he shall be raised again. And they were exceeding sorry. And they were exceeding sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here, and watch with me. And the king was exceeding sorry. Yet for his oath's sake, and for their sakes which sat with him, he would not reject her. And his raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them. My soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here, and watch. And when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceeding glad, for he was desirous to see him of a long season, because he had heard many things of him, and he hoped to have seen some miracle done by him. In which time Moses was born, and was exceeding fair, and nourished up in his father's house 3 months. Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Great is my boldness of speech toward you, great is my glorying of you. I am filled with comfort, I am exceeding joyful in all our tribulation. And by their prayer for you, which long after you for the exceeding grace of God in you. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, and the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, it is done. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great